Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. What did you expect?
Hello and welcome to the You Up podcast. I'm Jared Freed.
And I'm Jordana Abraham.
It is such a pleasure to be back with you, the listener, and we feel you.
Yes.
We're feeling
the
you online.
The love is real.
The love is real.
I feel the digital love.
It's really
you
unbelievable.
You feel the love in person. I feel it digitally hugging me.
Hugging you.
Yes.
Caressing your digital nuts, so to speak.
If I had them, yes.
Here's how crazy the listenership of this podcast is. My mom is getting approached.
Wow.
My mom is having
people.
We're
going to have to get your mom security.
I mean, we're going to have to figure something out.
You're like fucking Bieber.
Right?
Yeah.
Biebs.
Biebs.
The J babes.
Yeah, I can't wait for the day my mom gets harassed.
I mean, she called me. She goes, "These girls, they like you." And I'm like, "I don't. I gotta get off the phone. I gotta stop talking to you."
Who's exactly?
She goes, "I was at Bloomingdale's, and two girls came out to me. And I was like,
they recognized her.
Recognized her.
That is nuts.
In the most Jewish recognized thing ever to happen.
She's just trying to get her froyo and try on overpriced shoes.
Exactly at Bloomies.
Yeah, it's the price you pay for fame.
So listen, that doesn't mean we're done. Okay, that doesn't mean we're done getting more listeners, new listeners. You guys are amazing, but we want to keep it growing.
Tell a friend,
rate, review, subscribe, screenshot, make it your Instagram story right now. That's a way to tell people without feeling like you're a nudge.
Seriously.
So get on that. Couple announcements. Okay, before we get into this show.
Before we get into it.
We're going to get into it. We got some great emails today. The live show is next week. How pumped are you, Jordana, for the live show?
I am really excited. I did a live show for your podcast once, and it was just awesome. The energy was great. I can only imagine this will be like that, only better, because I'll be there.
Yes, exactly. We just needed a dash of Jordana.
Exactly. That's all.
It's going to be great.
I'm really excited. The venue is really cool. It's like a great comedy cellar. It's like amazing. It's the most famous comedians you've ever heard of have been there.
Everyone.
It's awesome.
Let me just tell you guys, there's no other podcast that you're listening to right now that has live shows at the cellar, because I work there. They let us do a show there. It's an amazing venue. You're going to have a great time. We have amazing guests. I'm pumping up the show, even though it's already sold out. But I just want to let people know that, like, we value the importance of a live experience, so it will be the same but different. It's going to be fun, but we want you, if you're coming, we want energy. We want you pumped. We want you clinking champagne glasses. We're going to have the music loud. We want you taking pictures. It's going to be an experience, and it's not going to just be two people on stage doing the same thing that you see on that you listen on the podcast. It's going to be live. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be interactive.
Interactive.
We're going to play some games.
We're going to play some motherfucking games. So, but we need your help. So if you're coming to the 8 or 10 o'clock show at the Comedy Cellar this Monday, the 18th, and you have a dating app profile that you want to be given a makeover, send it.
UUP@Betches.com. That's UUP@Betches.com. In the subject line of the email, write which show you're coming to.
Yes.
And then one of two things that you would like to be included on. Either.
Well, this is the dating app makeover. Right. So you're writing dating app makeover, 8 p.m. show, dating app makeover, 10 p.m. show. The other segment we do, and this will be a fun one, called Douche Detective. If you're texting with a guy or girl and you're wondering, what the fuck is happening with this texting conversation? We want you to send screenshots to us.
We'll interpret them.
We're going to do a little detective work.
It's going to be great. Probably, I mean, if you're bringing the guy to the show who you're doing Douche Detective with,
probably not.
Even better.
Okay, yeah, bring that to him.
That guy will think twice.
You're right.
That guy will think twice about sending any texts.
So listen, people, if you want to do a Douche Detective, say Douche Detective, 8 p.m. show, 10 p.m. show. You want to do a dating app makeover, 8 p.m. show, dating app makeover, 10 p.m. show. We're very excited. We have special guests. It's going to be a party. So very excited. The Comedy Cellar, the June 18th. Let's do the show. You ready?
Let's do it. Okay. So this first email that we have, I think, is indicative of a broader question that some girls have, which is about Instagram thirst traps.
Okay. Right. How would you describe Instagram thirst trap? This is more, let me just tell people, this is not a male thing to me.
That you're not putting up shirtless photos to get...
I mean, I put up shirtless videos every day, but it's not... I'm not doing it for... Like, I feel like women are more sniper with their thirst trap. Well, I'm more spraying. You know, like, I'm more... You know when, like, a fishing boat goes out and puts out the whole net?
Okay.
If
I'm letting it all out
I'm
there.
Letting all that... Whatever fish I bring in.
Right.
It feels like women do their thirst trap to get one marlin.
Yeah, we're definitely like, there's definitely a target.
Okay.
There's definitely a target.
There's not more than one? Right.
My view of the Instagram thirst trap is like a very hot or sexy picture of yourself that you're putting up in order to gain either general male attention or, like you're saying, for one person to notice it. Usually it's more about one person.
That's the difference. I think it flips. I think guys, it's generally for general female attention.
Is it a thirst trap or is it like a sexual picture? Or is it usually like something...
Guys never admit, like, I mean, it doesn't sound very manly or straight, so to speak, to know that this is a hot picture of me.
Okay.
But we all know.
You are doing it.
We are doing it. Like, you know, you ever see the guy that dresses as a pirate, but then he kind of goes sexy pirate for Halloween?
Right.
And it's like, we know what you're doing, buddy. Right. We know you
still
want
to look hot.
Yeah, we know what you think about pirate.
Right.
You know?
Okay, so this listener writes in, "Hey, you two, love the show. I've been listening to each podcast on my daily walks and nightly sleeps anyway."
nightly sleeps. Sounds so regal.
Every night I do a routine. I go to sleep.
My nightly sleeps. I join the UAP podcast after my glass of milk.
Yes, it's Abraham Lincoln writing in.
Abe, thank you, Abe.
Anyway, I just started talking to this guy who seemed to be very interested in me last week and has now ghosted me. Things went by very quickly, as in 2 dates, and then we went camping. I know.
Camping?
Weird. I wanted to know what guys think of Instagram thirst traps like a bikini pic and if it comes off as desperate. I noticed some guys tend to be responsive, and maybe these are not the guys I should even be with. Confused, Betch.
So tell me about an instance. Have you put up a thirst trap?
I guess I have.
Yeah.
I think I have. I don't think of myself as putting them up frequently, but I feel like I have put them up. And when I have put single girls, especially single people, I think post more than people in relationships just in general.
Absolutely. Because there's no one to call you out for the picture.
One, there's no one to call you out. And two, you're like, you're kind of working. Your Instagram is also like sort of like helping you date.
Yeah,
when you're, it's
resume.
More of a tool.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
So you have to show that you're out there, you're having fun. You have like something to prove almost a little bit more, I think, when you're single. When I was single, I still look good.
Yep.
I'm having fun. I'm traveling. I'm doing cool shit.
I got some cleavage out.
Right.
This is a shirt that I know looks good. I'll put a tint on it.
Exactly.
This is it. Yeah.
Once you're like in a relationship, you kind of have less work to do. So I think that's why you post less, because you don't really have to prove to anyone that you're like active. Like no one really gives a shit if you're watching TV every night and gained 5 pounds.
Sure. Yes. No one gives a shit. No one cares about you.
No one really gives a shit. So I think single people definitely post more. And I have done I'm definitely more concerned with like how exactly I look in pictures, I think, when I'm trying to like attract someone in particular, and maybe guys in general.
I will say this as a guy.
Okay.
Okay. And I have a specific story for this. There was a girl I hooked up with for a little bit, and then we stopped hooking up, just like kind of faded into existence. Not more a mutual ghosting, maybe, but we still kind of kept up.
Okay.
We just weren't hooking up anymore. And all of a sudden, one night, she put up a picture that I was like, whoa, she looks amazing.
Okay, so
and this is like months later.
So
it may not have been for me.
Did you reach out to her?
Oh yeah, I wrote her on DM that night. I was just like, "What's happening?"
I mean that is I guess the point of the pictures.
This picture, like for her, was like like I looked at that picture, I was like, did she like, is this a different person? Like, did I forget? And kind of as a guy, you have this moment where you're like, wait a minute, did I not realize what I had?
Right. Well, that's exactly why we post them.
I've
done that, I think, especially after like a thing with a guy probably ended. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, I'm going to like, one, putting up those pictures, they get a lot of likes. So you're like, you instantly feel that like little twinge of like drug, like, self-esteem, right?
Yeah, yeah. You get the dopamine. And then, we're all doing it.
Right. If they're aimed,
likes matter.
If they're aimed at a certain guy, the hope is that you do that thing where it's like, oh, like the guy starts thinking like, well, what the fuck did I do? Like,
but totally, as, let me tell the women out there, as someone who this has happened to, and I was brought back, we hooked up.
That's it.
The minute I came, it was like I woke up.
Then you remember.
I was like, where am I?
You got amnesia.
Yeah, so, you're never going to get past.
It's not a good long-term solution.
No, it's a short-term thing. I just know, like, for me, and I can speak for myself, but I'm a lot like the guy you're talking to right now. This guy, everyone can get back to the point. I think I can always get back to the point that I was with the girl, but never passed it.
Right. Like, that's what you were saying about the guys who girls like hook up with for years, kind of hoping it'll turn into something.
Sure.
If it doesn't turn into something, I feel like in the first 6 months, it's never going to get more than that.
It can happen, but I don't think it's
unless you're Jared and whatever the fuck her name is from The Bachelor.
Well, yeah, well, that's going to happen.
Is it his name Jared?
Well, I mean, that's a good
Ashley, I, and
Jared. Yeah,
yeah,
I met them.
Okay.
And people were upset. People were looking for my opinion. They know I'm a Bachelor fan. Mm-hmm. And I met them and did like a whole interview with them. And at the time, Jared was single. And Ashley, I was like still doing the I love him thing.
I'm a virgin who just loves him.
I love this guy.
We're best friends.
Yeah, they're still best friends, but she loves him. But it felt like her shtick, it felt like what got her attention was all these women being like, you're going to get him one day.
Right.
And then she gets him, and it's like this guy, Jared, the whole time, he's just like, when she would go, I'm going to get you one day, he would kind of like laugh it off awkwardly.
Right.
And it kind of, their situation is very much alike this situation, where it's like, he's just like, I guess I'll fall. Yeah. He went out there.
I guess we're going
to. He tried to hook up. No one out there was as good as the girl that he kind of had in the hand. And then one day he was just like, I guess I'll just do this.
Yeah. I don't see that lasting.
Me neither.
We will.
But this is kind of the same with the thirst trap in a different way, where it's just like the thirst trap, think of it like a video game. You guys have played the game and you got to a level that you can't beat. Okay. Then you gave up the game. Now
you're teasing the game again.
Now you're trying to play the game again. Right. You're like, oh, I got back to this level. I'm not going to beat that level again.
Right.
I mean, it's just, I've been there. It's always a mistake.
Yeah. I think those pictures, like, kind of, it's like a temporary little, like, fix. And I think the people post them a lot of the time. I say this with my sisters too. It's like, I feel like I know they've, like, gone through a bad breakup. Yeah. Or when the more, like, sexual,
salacious.
The more salacious pictures I see of them, and they're younger than me, so they're even more in this like Instagram thirst trap culture. They're like 22 and 24. And I'll know, like, when I see those pictures of them, I gotta text them, be like, are you okay?
That's hilarious. I would never.
There's a lot of boob in the pics these days. Like, what's going on?
Like, I have a younger brother, and he's not putting that stuff out there. I'm never like, what's happening? Why are you shirtless at the beach today?
Are you okay?
What's happening? It's funny that their hottest picture is what makes you go, how are you doing?
Right. Because it's like, if you got to say it, there's something like,
if I'm a girl,
you're not feeling your best. It's almost like, it's funny because it's like, it's ironic actually, because those pictures, they look amazing in them. Mm-hmm. They're so beautiful. I'm like, dude, this is a great pic of you. But then there's too many of them. And I'm like, you're trying to prove something to someone.
Yeah. And a thirst trap will get you the guy, but not long term. It's not, right. It's a Band-Aid on a flesh wound.
Exactly. It makes you feel a little good as those likes roll in, which they will, because the pictures are great.
See, if I was a girl, I would post thirst traps for new. Because
for new? Like
new
guys?
Men. Right. Like the old guy is never going to be what you want him to be. So you might as well meet some new people from this sexy picture, and maybe they'll be something you want to be, and then just don't fuck up.
Right. But I also feel like even if you're trying to use it to meet the new guys, it's like, that's not really a way of putting yourself out there as like a serious dater. Like, and I've done them. So I'm not like, oh, people who do these are stupid or whatever. Like, I've done them, and I'm saying based on like what's gone through my head when I'm doing them, which is like, yeah, like it feels good to get a little attention. Your esteem like raises a little bit from putting them up. But there's also a thing where it's like, I think the picture, like, I want to attract someone who likes a picture of me, like, appropriately dressed, like, doing something normal. Like, because I know, like, you don't want, like, a, what I'm saying, like, I want, like, that's, I think, the way of putting myself out there is, like, I'm looking for, like, something more serious, or I'm looking for something, like, but I'm looking for someone who also appreciates my personality in addition to, like, how I look.
Here's my point. I agree with, that's what you want.
Right.
That's what we all want. Someone right. That we mesh with. That my point is that old guy, he's already been there. You've already done that. You guys already know whether you mesh or not. And it wasn't the right one.
Right.
The new guy that responds to your thirst trap picture, you get to start at day one with him. You know, you get a fresh fucking start. Right. You get to have, if he texts you and say, hey, I just saw your picture, and was like, or DMs you and he's like, hey, I know this is weird. Like, I think there's levels to all this. Like,
I agree with that.
If I message you and I was like, hey, this is weird, I just saw your picture, you're friends with my other friend, I just wanted to say what's up, I live in New York, would love to get a drink sometime.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
I think that's totally fine, but I think we also get a lot of emails, and I speak to a lot of people too, from girls who are like, I keep going out with these guys, I keep meeting these guys, and I don't know if I'm sending the wrong signals, but it seems like they only want to hook up. Like, I'm never meeting a guy who's looking for a relationship.
Welcome,
and I think,
to Earth.
Right. Which, I mean, sometimes welcome to Earth, but also, yeah. Like, yeah, like, if you are putting out there more sexual energy, if you're putting out more, if you're leading with your sex, I can see how that might create more of a, you happen to run into more guys who just want to hook up. Doesn't mean that they wouldn't like your personality, that you have a bad personality, but I think if you lead with that, if the pictures are very sexual, then I think it can put out the energy that, like, I'm very fun and I'm down to hook up, and, like, I'm not necessarily looking to date.
Here's what I agree with all of that, but that leaves out the idea of personal responsibility. And listen, this is while also admitting to the fact that, like, you know, dating for women is actually dangerous. Like, I understand that whole thing,
right.
But I'm saying that let's think of the world for what it is: Bumble, Tinder, or Android, whatever app you're on. You're hypothetically meeting people that you have zero connection to whatsoever, and you only know the amount that they want you to know.
Okay.
In the world of Instagram, which is what we're talking about with thirst traps, you get more than you would have gotten. You get to see pictures of them with their friends. You get to see which friend of yours follows them.
Right.
You have more there to go on that this person could be embarrassed by. and listen, let's don't complain about the rain and then walk outside without an umbrella is really my point. And it's, if for the, like, this guy approaches you and says, hey, I know your friend, would love to get a drink sometime. Yes, he's going there to fuck first. like
but you don't have to, right. You but don't you have don't to have sex to, with
but him. You can go on the date, have a great time, be like, hey, this was a lot of fun, make out in a corner and go, hey, maybe we'll hang out with my friend that we know in common next time.
Right.
And now you're meeting someone where the guy knows that this mutual friend knows that you've gone out, and now there's just more to lose from him. Other than, I just think that there's some more safety in it. Like, if we think of an app for what it is,
okay,
there's a little more safety in maybe these thirst trap reach outs than we want to believe.
I don't think it's like, oh, like, this is like you should never put these up, or like, this isn't a good way to, like, get out there and meet people.
Yeah.
But I do think, like, I mean, obviously guys think that way regardless, but I think, like, if you're looking for something a little more serious and you maybe want it to be less casual,
yeah,
and less about sex, which I think a lot of girls struggle with, like, where they want to meet people who are more serious about, like, relationships.
Yeah.
I think maybe not a ton of those, maybe an occasional
of
one.
Of course. I also think women are strong enough to know what guys are looking for based on how they reach out to you.
Not necessarily, because, like, you're saying, like, they're all looking for the same thing.
Well,
you have, like, I mean, obviously there's different varying degrees of subtlety.
Well, but I'm saying, not because a guy, like, let's say he reaches out nice and then 3 dates in, he's like, when are we going to start fucking? Yeah. Okay. This wasn't the guy I thought him to be. I'm just saying, like, over the course of meeting someone, there's instances where you have to go, oh, that's a person that wants to fuck. Like, right. And that's not a person trying to meet me.
Signs. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. There's more, I kind of just lean towards this thirst trap thing as like kind of a cool option. You know, like, yeah, because I think Instagram's the best dating app right now.
I agree. I think you get a very full picture of someone, especially their profile is open. It's easy to get, like, I mean, obviously it's not real. It's like, yeah, what they want you to, it's like you get a good idea of what that, if they want, what they want the world to think that, sure, they're like.
Yeah.
A much more nuanced version of that.
And if I'm a guy, just masturbate to these pictures before you go out with them.
Great.
That's good. Good.
Yeah, and girls,
if you're trapped, if you're the one being trapped, I've had so many where I see the thirst trapped one and I go, let's just bang one out and see how I feel after that.
Okay. And women, just so you know, when you put those pictures up, that's what all the guys are doing.
I mean, what?
We, exactly. Maybe. Not, yeah.
I didn't mean that.
So post more pics with your grandma on vacation.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP. If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you to achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. Are you excited for this new segment?
I am. It is called...
So we discussed
great,
it.
We
discussed it. We went back and forth. Listen, we're all about making this show as better and better every week. And Jordana sent me an email, and what was the title? It was...
The title was about a girl trying to hook up with this guy with...
But it's weird.
Balloons. It was weird.
Weird. So this is our weird sex... We're going to do these every week.
Yeah. And if you're a guy, a girl, that both people can be very weird sexually, so please don't discriminate.
This is our weird sexual encounter of the week. Hit the music. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Jordana and Jared. I could use some help with this weird sexual situation I found myself. So listen, if you have a weird sexual situation, UUP at Betches.com. I'm in my mid-20s, and I recently went on a series of dates with this girl who I was set up with through a coworker. After about the fourth date, the girl invited me over to her apartment after dinner, and one thing led to another, and we started to hook up. Quickly, we became naked, and I was getting the sense that we'd have sex. Boom.
Seems logical.
She told me to stay on the couch while she runs into her room to grab something. I'm assuming she's grabbing a condom, and I'm stoked because I'm thinking I'm getting laid. This guy's
I like
best.
This guy's thought process.
It's so simple. I like a girl would overthink that. The guy's just like, I'm getting laid.
Is that what you guys are all thinking?
Yeah,
you're just
all
like
the time.
So excited.
So pumped. She returns and is wearing nothing but a pair of large fuzzy socks and is holding two fully blown up balloons. I sort of didn't know how to react and jokingly asked if we were going to be making balloon animals. She laughed and said no and told me to close my eyes. What would you be thinking? If a guy did that? Close your eyes. Are you closing your eyes?
I would be like a little worried that he was going to kill me, but
right?
I guess
I guess the fuzzy socks are hilarious.
Right. There's balloons. It's not a knife. So I'm probably fine at this point.
So as what a guy you? Trying to get, I mean, I'm going with it.
You're just
going
to
get Yeah, of that. Course. I'm, right. She could be like fucking.
You know, you're like stronger than her.
I know. Well, this is, I would hope.
Safety.
So as a guy trying to get laid, I did what the girl asked. Exactly. Guys, you could be like, hey, close your eyes. And we'd be like, okay. And then we this is how dumb guys are. And then you bring a dog in and a bite off our dick. And we'd just be like, oh, okay. That was fun.
Oh, my God.
However, I opened my eyes a bit to peek and saw her moving her feet back and forth really fast on the carpet. The next thing I know, she's sticking the balloons to my hair. Once she let go like of the balloons, I heard her give out a giant moan as if she was having an orgasm. Oh, she asked me to stand there and don't move while I had the two balloons sticking to my head. She then ran back to her room, grabbed a vibrator, sat down across from me, and started using it while staring at me. Essentially, she was masturbating to me with balloons on my head. What?
Oh my God.
I don't think I've ever felt more uncomfortable. However, I always try and avoid confrontation. This is the thing. Girls could do anything to a guy. Yeah. And if it involves sex, we're like, let's see where this is going to go. Okay. I don't know how I'm going to come, but I can't wait to find out.
This is like a very good visual, or like very vivid visual.
This guy's a great writer. After she climbed, however, I always try and avoid conversation, so I just sit there until she was done. After she climaxed, she got up, removed the balloons, smacked my ass, said thanks, and then bit my upper arm. She went back into her room and said that she had to be up early tomorrow and told me to text her to hang out again. Okay. Dude's full of cum.
Yeah,
he got nothing. This sucks.
He looks like he was like made balloon animals and then sent him on his way.
He's the saddest clown. Here you go. Here's your doggy. This girl is great. My question to you is, what the hell do I do? This girl's great. She's funny and cute and everything you'd want. But this weird balloon sex thing is crazy. I don't see myself getting past this, but I also don't want to disregard a girl just because of a sex fetish, since maybe she only does it on rare occasions. What would you do? Thanks for listening. Keep up the good work on the podcast. I love this email.
This guy's like still maybe in.
That's our weird sexual encounter of the week.
This is going to be a series. And excited.
And what we're going to do every week, we're going to answer
it. Is this a red flag or a deal breaker?
Well, we'll go through a few things. For each one, what would we have done? What do you do? Guy comes in with fuzzy socks.
Puts
the balloon in your head.
Masturbates.
Says, good night, champ.
Okay, I think I'm done.
You're done.
I'm done, probably. I wouldn't be like so offended, but I would just be like,
do you say something?
I would just say, this is our first sexual encounter.
And he says, he's like, I don't know if this is just a one time thing. No, right. This is every time. Yeah. If she's done it the first time.
This is she's not like, oh, I have a secret for you.
Yeah. This isn't like three sexual. Right.
Also, it's like a little sexually selfish. I think
a little. Too.
It's very sexually.
A lot.
Right, if a guy comes in to my, you know, whatever, we're gonna hook up. He just like jerks off in front of me, and then like I'm supposed to go home. I don't really see why that's fun.
Would
for
Would you
me.
Say something to her? Like, would you like?
I'd probably not think it was worth. I'd probably just want to like get away from that situation, especially if being like I'm in front of a man. I'd be like, this man seems like he's got some weird psychosexual issues.
Yeah,
I don't know if not that there's anything wrong with like having your thing, but it's kind of weird to just like.
No, the sexual right. the issue sexually is
not like explaining it or like giving any context or like.
No, and also leaving.
Yeah.
Being like, I'm good. See ya. Like, what?
It was very bizarre.
I wouldn't care if she had a full fucking circus in the room. I'd be like, I gotta come.
It's so funny because I feel like the fact that this guy hasn't had sex with her yet is what's keeping him like, like maybe this, I don't want to throw it all away just because of this one thing.
This is red flag or deal breaker. What do you think?
For me, it's a deal breaker.
I'm but with him. Red flag.
Right.
I'm sticking around. I want to see what's next.
Right. Because she hasn't had sex with him yet. That's like the funny part is that he's like, if she had sex with him, he'd be like, I had this girl was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like I got like, I had this crazy story. It's amazing. Because she hasn't had sex with him yet. He's like, well, like maybe this is just like a one time thing. I'm happy to give it. The second he has sex with her, he's going to realize this is like really weird.
Well,
like,
here's
said, clear head.
Sure. here's what also guys think. If she's doing this with balloons, what else can we fucking do? Like the
floodgates
are open.
Right. But it's like, it doesn't seem like she's like interested in both parties really enjoying themselves, even if she has some weird.
That would be my text shit. To her. I'd be like, what I would have done is I would have said, I would have gone back and I would have said, hey, I would have texted afterwards. Hey, that was fun.
Question mark.
A little taken back. No problem getting you off with balloon time, but I'm feeling fucking horny still. I would say, like, that got me hot. I would play into it.
Okay.
I'd be like, that was really fucking hot. Like, because the more you're into her thing, the more hot she is about it. That would be like my thing.
Right.
Swim with the current. I would have been like, that made me hot. I've always been into balloons.
I've always wanted to.
And then I would
someone like, to jerk off sure. to me while
you look
while I have so, balloons on my head.
You look so hot in those fuzzy socks. And then I would have been like,
how do I get in on this?
When's my turn?
Okay.
That's why it's a red flag, not a deal breaker.
Right.
What do we call this move? So every weird sexual encounter of the week, we're going to give the move a name. What do we call it?
The Balloonapalooza.
Balloonapalooza.
The Balloonapalooza incident.
I would like to call it clowning.
Okay.
She's a clowning. I'm really into clowning.
Also, like, the act of, like, rubbing your feet against the, like, she knew, like, this wasn't
it
her first time.
It is very unsexy.
This wasn't her first time.
Oh, she's done the science. She's Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Right.
You know, she knows how to make static electricity.
What gives you, like, a balloon fetish? Like, what would...
Well, this is the other reason I would keep it going, is because now... This is actually more fun for a guy than anything, because now publicly, you know those like underwear that like is like a vibrator that like your boyfriend can control?
I've heard of this.
You've heard of this, right? That is like a fun thing. What would be fun to me is that anytime balloons come around, I'm playing with the balloons. I'm fucking with her.
Okay.
Because I know that this very public right. thing that no one
now
knows.
Now you know she's just getting
is
wet.
Getting wet.
Balloon situation.
Totally. If I see a little kid with a balloon, I'm going to rub my head against it and be like, and laugh with the kid.
So you,
and then she's sitting there getting wet.
You're
and,
still considering dating this girl then?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I don't think I'm out. I think I'm more intrigued.
Okay.
The part that bothers me is the same as you. The sexual
selfishness. And for me, I think the very first time, I'm like fine with everyone having their things, but I think people need to ease into them.
Yeah.
Just like you wouldn't start a date with like a traumatic story of your parents' divorce.
Mm.
I also wouldn't start with some fucking weird
with,
sexual shit. You got to ease into that. It's fine to like that. Yeah. Let's like...
If I
work
were,
our way into
if
it.
If I were him, I would have came back and hooked up the next time and brought one of those like...
water balloons.
Yeah, water balloons. Just smash it over her head. I would also brought one of those, you know, those things that you pull the top and it makes confetti. I would have had her hold one of those and then I'd be like, pull the top. And then she would have pulled it out and I'm like, I'm just kidding.
It sounds like this girl should get your number.
That's our weird sexual encounter of the week.
With this guy.
Send in yours to UUP@betches.com. Send them in. Let's do another email.
Let's do it. Hi, J&J. I really need your help on this one. So in December, I broke up with my boyfriend of 3 years because we were in a long-distance relationship that just wasn't working. The split was amicable and we remained close. We talked all the time, say I love you, and planned trips to see each other as recently as Memorial Day weekend. Long story short, after a conversation last night, I just had a gut feeling that he's been hooking up with someone else. After some research by me and my psycho ass friends, who should really be hired by the FBI for their stalking abilities.
Ha 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 ha.
We found what appears to be
that joke going.
Yeah. We found what appears to be a girl he's dating. I say they're dating because she's posted almost 30 pictures of them on Facebook that I hadn't seen until last night because he blocked them from his profile.
Uh-oh.
And an Instagram post of the two of them. We also saw that his best friend follows her on Instagram and has been liking her pictures. This is the most concerning in my opinion because they don't live in the same city. My friend also stalked this girl's Twitter and she's liked many cringeworthy tweets over the past 2 months about finding your person and being in a relationship with your best friend. So I think they must be dating because what kind of freak would do this if they weren't? When I gave my ex the opportunity to tell me what's going on, he played dumb, which honestly pissed me off more than anything because we've been in each other's lives for almost 5 years now and I deserve honesty. I know we're not dating anymore, so I keep trying to tell myself that I shouldn't be upset. But I just feel really betrayed that he's been telling me he loves me and misses me for the past few months, and he's clearly been dating another girl. If it was just a hookup, I wouldn't be upset. It's not like I haven't been hooking up with other people, but this seems like it's something more. What do I do? Sincerely, girl who's not getting cheated on, but kind of feels like it.
What do you think? I mean, I have a lot of opinions about this email.
I had a similar situation, myself when I was in college.
Okay.
So I was in college. I had a boyfriend. We broke up.
Mm-hmm. And you were long distance like that.
We were like broken up, and I went abroad.
Okay.
But we were still like talking a lot, and like, it almost like seemed like we were still dating.
Sure.
But like, we didn't really, you know what I mean? We weren't.
Yeah.
Right. I was hooking up with other
They're
people.
Still talking,
I'm sure.
But you're not
yeah.
dating.
It's like that kind of weird in between stage and like 20 years old at the time.
Sure.
And then I find out he's like, been like hooking up with or seeing one of my, like, this girl in my sorority when I was abroad, and I like freaked the fuck out.
That's a big deal.
Right. I like freaked the fuck out. I like got really upset. And I had like I had a similar reaction, mm-hmm. I would say, to where it's like, yeah, like, we're not dating, but like, you're acting as though we are. And like, I feel very betrayed that you like kind of are like dating someone else, mm-hmm. at the same time. So I think it's like kind of thing where it's like, you're not like wrong to be upset. But it's, in the end, it actually, I found that it did me a favor, because it helped me like move on from, sure. this thing and focus more on what I was personally doing rather than clinging to this, yeah. like past relationship that wasn't really going anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, listen, everything you said is correct. And a couple of things you said like really hit home.
I just spilled some water on myself.
For the listeners at home, Jordana just whacked herself in the mouth with a water bottle as if she'd never drank it from one before. Yes.
I told you I'm out of it today.
You have a drinking problem. So listen, this girl isn't wrong for feeling betrayed. Can't tell you how to feel. She's right for feeling that way. She isn't, I mean, he isn't, is wrong. I don't like this idea of like, because she writes very specific sentence. When I gave my ex the opportunity to tell me what's been going on, he played dumb, which honestly pissed me off. I deserve honesty. You don't deserve shit. I don't think she deserves anything from this guy. This is a wake up time. This is wake up call. You guys are done. He's moved on. The reason he's doing all of this and keeping up the conversation with you is ego. Twofold. He wants his ego fulfilled by two different women.
Right.
Two, he thinks he's such a great catch that if he completely shuts off from you over text, that you'll be devastated. So it's like a twofold ego thing for him. He needs his ego fulfilled by two women because he's not getting everything out of the new girl that he would be getting from you. He also thinks that he's so great that not talking to you again will make you devastated. So you need to stop talking to this guy.
Right. I think that's what I'm saying. I think you should use it as like a, you're totally fine to be upset. I was definitely upset, but I think like I said before, like, this is a good opportunity for you to be like, it was going to happen to one of you first, one of you. And it just happened to happen to this guy first before it happened with you. So he met someone that he liked before you did. And that's why it's like kind of painful. But if you did the same thing, she probably would be doing the same thing as well.
Absolutely. And you're getting the text from him being like, you know, you have to also look at the text that you're having with him. Is he writing, I miss you first? Or are you writing, I miss you? And then him going, yeah, me too. You know, like, you have to look at how this dynamic is going. Is he trying to pull away from you, and do you keep texting him? I'm not saying she is, and it might be that he keeps texting her, and that's a whole nother, like, problem too, like a very separate issue where it's like, okay, this guy, hey, I see that you have to say, hey, I see you have a girlfriend. Don't play these games. Like, I don't understand why she's playing this game of like, well, I tried to let him off the hook. Like, why didn't he, like, I you know, tried to say, when I gave him the ex the opportunity to tell me what's going on. How much of an opportunity to give? Did you say, hey, my friend saw you're dating another girl, why are you texting me? Or did you kind of lightly put it? Like, I don't know what she did, or I don't know how these conversations are going, but like,
be direct.
You might be being indirect because you think there's an opportunity for this to come back. It's
or
not
she's probably
back.
Also being indirect because she feels weird being like, my friends and I all stalked you and we found that you are dating this girl. And what's the deal? Because like, we have a sort of a thing going on, even though it's not really a thing and we're broken up. Like, I get it. Like, she doesn't sure. want to be direct because she doesn't, like you said, have a right. Like, she doesn't feel like she has the right to be direct. She doesn't have the right to be like,
if he's texting you dating this girl, I miss you. That is your, does, right. Then you have the right to go. If you miss me so much, why does it seem like you have a girlfriend? I saw a picture the other day.
Right.
He knows the internet exists. He knows the pictures are out there. But that's why he's blocked him from his profile.
Hide it, yeah.
He's trying to hide it and he got caught.
He's
got to
call him out.
So call him out. You know, this whole dancing around the issue because she thinks they might get back together. You're not getting back together. It's over.
Yeah. I think call him out. And move on because like this, again, I think of it the way that you have to look at this. He did you a favor. Now you can live fully in the place that you are now. You broke up for a reason. You broke up, whether it was just because it was long distance or not. You broke up for a reason. Now, like, be where you are. Be fully into and where you are. Don't be like keeping this emotional relationship with a guy that you're not, it's not going anywhere.
Her next move should be, hey, I saw some pictures of you with another girl. Good for you. I'm happy you've moved on. I'm going to move on to good luck with everything. That is the move.
It's a very difficult one to do, but that's a difficult
text,
right move.
But that's the right move. Yeah. That's the only move to me. Because if you look for answers or how much do you like me compared to her, he doesn't fucking know. He likes you both. He likes both your blowjobs. Like, that's a fucking, like, so he likes being loved by everyone because he has a huge fucking ego and he thinks he's great.
Right.
We all do. So you need to be...
Don't make it his choice, though. Yeah. Make it your choice.
Right. Your standard. Your standard is, I don't want to be talking to someone who has a girlfriend.
Right.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code podcast15.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
UUP at betches.com. UUP at betches.com. These emails are so good.
Should we do another question?
Let's do another one. I like this one.
All right.
Are you doing it or am I doing it? Who are you doing?
I could do it.
It was my turn?
Whatever.
Whatever.
I'm a really good reader.
You are much better than me. I just did F instead of PH.
So good at reading. My question is regarding proper blowjob etiquette. Is it normal for guys to physically push a girl's head down for a BJ?
I'm sorry for laughing.
I've heard this before. The only time I can understand this happening is when you were in a committed relationship. No, that definitely does not happen. I'm still not a fan. But
wait, it doesn't happen in a committed relationship?
I put just the push down. I think that
it
was
should
rude.
Be a gentle tap. We should all agree. Okay, I have a lot of opinions on this.
I'll gently tap the guy's credit card towards the bartender.
Nudge
it.
Little nudge. Yeah.
Sorry, we'll get into that. I'm still not a fan, but may put up with it in the right context. I was dating this guy, and he didn't even try to kiss me on the first two dates, so he seemed like a nice guy that was simply trying to get to know me.
Well, that's a guy who doesn't understand sex. That's
straight in.
Oh, the guy that didn't understand to kiss you after a date isn't good at telling you how to give him a blowjob. Yeah, he's just super not in touch with, you know, human emotions.
Based on what I've learned from Jared, nice guys barely exist these days, but that's not the point.
I'm not saying that. Hold on. Let me answer that. Guys exist that are nice, but I'm saying we're thinking things that you can't even understand.
Thinking impure thoughts.
Yes.
On the third day, we went back to my apartment. He did a total 180 on me.
There's no nice guys except
inside.
Your dad and brother. What the fuck do you think?
Like, my papa's the only nice
the
man.
Only good guy in the world is my dad, my brother, my cousin. Cousin Jimmy.
On the third day, we went back to my apartment.
Your dad
total
fucking
180.
Sucks too.
As soon as we got inside, I told you my dad's following the Insta models.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I know he's a lunatic.
Yeah, you're right.
We started making out.
Dad and I would get along.
We started making out for the first time. In less than 5 minutes, he pushed my head straight down to the D. I found it to be disrespectful, so I didn't give
that
in.
It should be a rap song. Straight down to the D.
And this behavior continued on future dates several times, man.
She went out with him again?
Right? I find asking for a BJ to be turn off until you know the person well enough, but maybe that's just me. I was never forced in any way, but the pushing came off as aggressive. I picked asked some of my guy friends for their perspective, and they didn't think it was a big deal. They chalked it up to lack of maturity, but we're both 30 years old, so I'm not sure that excuse applies. I have a feeling this dude might be doing the same thing in his 40s. I also get the sense that my guy friends would never admit it if they did this to girls. So Jared, please be real with me. In my favorite episode of your podcast, you discussed how blowjobs are a selfless act. A BJ should be a pleasant surprise rather than an expectation. I personally love giving them when I'm not asked and when my head is not being shoved straight to the D. I always wonder how a dude would feel if I pushed his head into my V. There's a lot of like letters
hard
here.
Kind of hard just reading that.
And I have a funny inkling that Jared would enjoy it.
Oh, there we go.
Look at that. She knows you so well. Overall, the act is more pleasurable when it feels selfless and nobody likes a reluctant diner.
A reluctant diner.
A simple girl in search of a selfless diner.
Is the most hilarious and unsexual way to talk about someone not wanting to give you a blowjob. What are you, a reluctant diner? You don't want to suck this dick?
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
I think that there's a tact in everything that you do and to say what you want sexually. I think that the pushing the head, I would think say to a guy, if you think that pushing someone's head down to your penis to suggest they give you a blowjob, I always compare it to that like credit card thing.
Sure.
Like, am I taking your credit card out of your wallet and paying for dinner?
I hear that. Like, yeah, I hear that. That's a fair.
No, you would think that was really rude.
Yeah.
So like,
I also think if this guy didn't know the bases exist for a reason. The bases, right. Like, let's not just think we're like better than the bases. Right. Like,
yeah, you got it.
You
there's
kiss,
like a finesse.
You
and,
touch
like,
a tit,
tact. Yeah.
You lick a nipple. Then maybe you get down to the tummy region and now you're going down on a chick. Do you know what I mean? Like I think for a guy, this guy seems like he's somewhat, you know, doesn't deal well with human interaction. Like, like I think for someone to just shove a head down, like,
yeah, that seems,
it seems a little,
have you ever done that?
So here's what I'll say, to give this guy empathy. Let me side with him a little bit.
Okay.
Everyone's hooking up with the last person they hooked up with. So everyone's doing the moves the last person liked.
Okay.
So like,
maybe that was the thing in his previous.
I'm giving him a little bit of a benefit of the doubt, even though I don't think he deserves it, because if he didn't kiss on the first or second date and then just shoved a head down there, I don't think he understands.
It doesn't
the,
like sound like
sex.
He has a ton of sexual experience.
Yeah. So, but I think he just thinks blowjobs are like getting points. Like, I don't think he thinks that it's like part of the sexual experience. But sorry, what were you saying?
Sorry. This also screams to me like a little bit of like an intimacy issue.
Yes.
Because like, there's no kissing. I'm just like, I want the sexual feeling and like, I don't want to like,
This very, this feels
do anything
very,
that makes me feel close to this person.
This feels very, you have mouth, I have dick, get it off.
Right.
Like, it doesn't feel like they've come together. I can't believe she went on more dates. I think,
yeah, I think
like
that's
a guy,
weird too.
Just don't go out with this guy anymore. Don't give him, I think, but the benefit of the doubt, I'll say, if we want to extend this out, like if you're in a situation with someone where you're like, oh, he always does this thing.
You can ask them.
I'm always doing, you know, the girl that I'm hooking up with, I'm just doing the things that I've
learned
right. that were good from past girls I've been with. And the people you remember most is the last person.
Right.
So that first hookup is just you two doing moves on each other that your ex liked.
That you've, right. It's all you know is what you know.
And yeah. And there's girls that I've been with that are, they're like, they like, you know, when you're getting a blowjob and you pull their hair a little bit, or like they, you get a little bit more aggressive than maybe you would be.
Right.
I've never been like, you know, get the fuck down there, like, you know, shoving a forehead.
Right.
But I think we all, like, on a first hookup, I think those are, like, the weird things. You're getting through these things. But for this guy, I don't think that was it. I think this guy just doesn't know how to fucking do it.
I kind of agree. It kind of sounds like his sexual experience has been, like, maybe with a prostitute. Because, like, there's... it seems, like, a little transactional here.
Yeah, it does seem... Or he's just never really had a non-drunken hookup. Like, right. You know, like, so there's a lot of people out there that have only hooked up drunk and they don't get feedback when you're drunk.
Right.
The other person doesn't really say like,
hazy,
like
right?
Yeah, there's some haziness to it. And I'm not saying like this, you know, that should happen. Or if you've been in a bad situation like that, I'm just saying like the two people are a little bit drunk. They go back. Maybe that's just always how it happened. But I do think it's interesting that when you're hooking up with someone the first few times, like, you're doing things that the last person liked.
I agree with that. I think that's an interesting point. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. So like for this girl, like, you know,
what do you suggest she would like if this girl or anyone is encounters that
up.
Someone doing and say what?
Hey, what the fuck are you pushing my head down for? That's not sexy to me.
That's good.
And I would say like,
you're very
like,
good at the just say no language.
Yeah. Right? I just think you could be more direct and he'll be like, what do you mean? Like, or right. He'll be like, this is just how I've always done it. I thought you liked it rough. I don't know. Like there's just so many, like now that sex is so out there and so like, you know, we're no shame and this is what I'm into and that's okay. But like what someone is into might be the next person's, I'm disgusted by this.
Right.
And, you know, communication.
But that's why, like, just like with the first girl, with the guy with the balloons.
Yeah.
It's important to like ease kind of like into
ease
that
people into
or
it.
At least like, if you don't know what the fuck you're doing, I don't know if you were supposed to say something.
For me, I assume it happens to girls more than guys because guys are just so much more confident in general. And I don't
think
I just blind confidence. Okay. Like, I'm not saying like, you
totally
know, it's not good confidence.
Right.
I'm just saying like,
unwarranted confidence.
Yeah. So I think this guy is just like, oh, I'm the best thing on earth. I'll just shove her head down. She wants to do this. Like, that's disgusting.
Right.
But if I kind of want to get away from this guy just because I think this is a very extreme case, but like there have been cases where like I've gone down on girls and like, they're like, I need this specific thing. Like, hey, this is fine. But like, and I have a moment of like, that hits me deep. You know, right. I'm like, oh fuck, I'm fucking this whole thing up. But then we get to a point of like, she's like, well, this is what I'm like, well, this is what I like more. And,
right.
And I'm like, okay, now I'm on that, their wavelength and not the last person I was with. Like,
right.
Like.
Communication is definitely key.
As they all say.
As
in the
they
book.
Do.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. BetterHelp.com, promo code UUP10. SolDeJaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
Let's play some games.
Okay, let's do it.
Red flag or deal breaker? Everything is perfect, but they refuse to eat any vegetables. This was sent in by a listener. Any vegetables, salads, broccoli, carrots, literally anything classified as a vegetable. They have an average bod and workout, but just won't eat anything green. This is a real guy I dated. What do you think?
I think it's fine. What are if they have an average body, they won't eat. They don't like. Fine. I used to not drink any water. I had a thing. I thought
no
it was
water.
Gross. In high school, I had a thing where I was just like, water's disgusting. I've changed, as you can tell, because I hit my head in the face, myself in the face, and my water bottle. It's my first time drinking it. No, I think everyone like you can't really force someone to be healthy, but it doesn't really affect me. I don't really care. I know you're more into like a. Someone who watches what they eat, because like you're kind of into that, right?
It's not that I'm into someone who watches what they eat. I'm into someone that will eat everything.
Okay.
Like, I think this is a deal breaker.
Because she won't.
Well, we're going to be. This
so you
is
won't
like,
get a vegetarian?
Like, well, but like, let's go try this new place. And then it becomes like, well, I don't eat. Let me look at the menu. I went out with this chick once and she had a full, like, we went to this place. Really fucking good. It was like a Thai place, but it was like from Thailand. Like it wasn't like, you know, peanut, you know, okay. Bathing in peanut sauce. Right. It was like
legit Thai food
that my friends, they went to Thailand and they were like, you got to go to this place. It's called Uncle Boone's. I'll give them a plug. Plug their shit.
That doesn't Boone's, sound that authentic.
It's pretty fucking good. They got yeah. great drinks.
Uncle Boone's in Phuket.
It's in the
in
Lower
Phuket.
East Side. Phuket. off First Avenue. No, it's on like, it's in New York. But I went there. I haven't been there in forever. I don't even know if they're still open, but it was great. And I was like, I got to show this girl this place. It's interesting. It's fun. She looked at the menu and like almost went into a panic attack because she was like, I can't fucking deal.
Right.
And I was like, to me, that's an exhausting person to date. That you can't look at a menu of
and
any restaurant and find one thing or be like, let's give it a shot. Like, if your night's ruined by a menu, there's right. bigger issues.
No,
here.
I definitely see that. This is just a guy that doesn't like vegetables, though, or a girl.
I'm saying, like, you're not in on the cauliflower game right now. We're doing yeah. amazing
so
things.
You'll eat anything? There's nothing you won't eat?
There's a couple things I won't eat.
Okay.
But it's not full categories of food.
Okay.
If you're out on a full category, get out of my fucking life.
So no vegetarians for you.
I mean,
no kosher girls.
Kosher girls are the worst to date.
Yeah.
Because
let's hear
I'm
it.
I'm sorry. We're going to lose some
kosher
fans.
Followers.
You know why they're bad?
Why?
Because there's no middle ground kosher food. There's no restaurant that's like, I dated a kosher
girl. Super kosher girls you're talking about.
This is what I'm talking about. So there's no middle of the road kosher place. It's either cheap bullshit or the most expensive, like
kosher
food.
Glock kosher thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to go to this nice restaurant that everything's $10 more than it would have been.
Right.
And it's all super salty because they add a bunch of salt.
It's disgusting anyway.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And you got to sit there being like, nah, I guess I'm never having a bacon, egg, and cheese in the morning again.
Yeah. I used to be kosher, full disclosure.
Really?
I was raised kosher. I got out of that game very quickly.
Quick. I'm done.
I don't even really care about food that much, but that, yeah, kosherness is annoying. But even, there's normal levels of kosher where you're not like that extreme.
Totally. I was with a comic the other day. He's kosher, but he was like, I go to every restaurant. He does everything.
Right.
He's just like, I'll have fish or
you don't eat pork or
yeah.
Whatever.
He was you can be annoying with your food shit. And this to me was annoying.
Being
enough.
Annoying about food is a choice.
It is a choice. Let's do another one.
Okay. Your adult boyfriend or girlfriend shows up to brunch in Hollister/Abercrombie sweatpants. Hollister or Abercrombie fully slashed down the side of the leg.
This is going to be a deal breaker for me.
It's a deal breaker.
Yeah. There's something about the Hollister Abercrombie thing where one, it's either very old clothing.
Right.
And it's like disgusting. There's
Bar
no way.
The sweatpants.
There's no way there's no holes in those things or streaks on the ass. The other thing is like, it's a red flag.
So it's not a deal breaker.
It's not a deal breaker.
You're changing.
I'm changing my answer. What do you think?
I also think it's a red flag just because, like, maybe they're just like, they got an old pair of
Yeah.
If they're wearing it to like dinner with my parents, maybe it's a deal breaker. Or like if they're wearing it to like an event, like a bar.
What if it's like a hat, like a Hollister hat that's like worn to the side a little bit?
I just buy you a new hat. You buy, that's really? That's my way. Yeah, that's my change. I mean, people, I think, are open to be changing when they need to change.
Some women have, like, because they're women, they don't, like, think anything they can have is disgusting.
Okay.
So they'll have, like, old sweats or something that are so old and gross. But they're like, those are just my old sweats, and it's me. I wash them every day. And you're like, no, that's fucking disgusting.
Oh, like to wear to bed?
Yeah.
Oh, I do that. Gross. Some women are here.
This woman?
Yeah, it's very, the more you wash something, the more comfortable it becomes.
I wear sweatpants, shorts to bed.
That's what's my boyfriend's been trying to tell me subtly. Wow.
Really? What did he say?
It's all clicking. What? He's like, you wear that shirt a lot, huh? I'm like, yeah, it's so comfy. It's so comfy, right?
Yeah, because there's no amount of washing it that doesn't have like crud on it.
I'm like, oh my God, yeah, the more you wash it, just like the more comfy it becomes.
Yeah,
so
and the
hot.
More he has to touch the frayed ends of the...
Oh, that stain's been there for years. Yeah. Not a big deal.
It doesn't matter. That's pizza sauce from 3 years ago.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
I gotta get new pajamas, I guess.
Do you wear old clothes to bed? That's your pajama wear?
Yeah. Old, comfortable shit. I think the older the outfit is, the more comfortable it is. Men just don't wear anything to bed. It's not really fair.
Sweatpants, shorts. That's my.
Yeah, no shirt.
I have to wear shorts. But like I used to sleep naked. Too much moving around. It was never comfortable.
Yeah, well, that's kind of how it works with like the boobs. They're just moving around if you don't have a shirt on.
I guess
boobs. You don't want like what are you going to wear? A tight shirt to bed? You like want to be able to be comfortable.
I guess boobs are torso balls. So this makes sense.
They are.
Never thought of it that way.
Yeah. It's tough. Now I got to go change. Thank you. I got to go change
You're
my
welcome.
Whole sleeping outfit.
And I don't need a nightgown. I don't need something fancy. Okay. I just need a lot of girls. Like if I'll have sex, I get right back into my shorts. And some girls get offended by that.
Really?
Do you ever have that?
I think that men don't like to be like showing like their flaccid penis around. I think that's like fair.
It's less the showing. It's more how it lands. Like I just want like my penis to be
comfy.
Like comfy and like
taking
held
it.
Together.
Why are they insulted?
I've had many girls have been like,
are you insulted if a girl puts her clothes on after sex?
Absolutely. Not. After sex, let's turn into pillows. Right. You know, let's get as close to being pillows as possible.
Yeah.
And you know, just,
I wouldn't be offended by the shorts thing.
They think it's about them. Every, you know, girls think every movement of a guy after sex is about ability, inability. Right.
I mean,
if he's
putting on his pants to leave, then yeah, I could see how that'd be offensive.
you're a belt buckling.
Yeah, that's like, offensive. Yeah, that's offensive. If it's like, if he's putting on
no,
his
I
pants
go
to
the bathroom,
chill.
I take care of the condom.
Yeah.
Then I come back in, throw back on the shorts, and I'm like, what are you doing? We're still in like sex time. I'm like, it's over for me.
That's fine. Yeah.
I've come. I don't even know your name anymore.
That's the offensive part. Okay, that's the offensive part. Yeah, you can still cuddle with boxers on. That's the important thing to remember.
I love a cuddle.
Who doesn't?
This was a fun episode.
It was.
Jordana, this was great.
Yes.
Anything to push? Anything to promote?
We've got our book. I Had a Nice Time and Other Lies, How to Find Love and Shit Like That. Please check it out. Obviously, our live show is on the 18th.
Yeah.
It's sold out, but we will probably have more. And we're really excited for it. Jared has some shows.
I'm going to do some shows, and I need the listeners to come. I need you people, because I'm coming across this great nation, and they took a chance on a guy named J-Train to see if he could sell some
tickets. Despite the fact that he calls himself that.
Despite all that.
Yes.
Philadelphia, the Punchline, the 27th and 29th. Bring a crew. Going to be fun. I'm going to be San Antonio. No. I'm going to be in Charleston, South Carolina. You ever been to Charleston?
I haven't.
Charleston's like the new hotspot.
Is it?
My buddy opened a bar down there called Uptown Social. Okay. If you listen to this podcast, cool. You're in the age range that would love that fucking bar. You know, Off the Wagon, Down the Hatch, all those bars here. They opened a huge fucking monstrosity of a bar in Charleston.
I want to go to Charleston.
I'm going July 11th. You're invited if you'd like to come.
All right.
I'm going to do a show at Uptown Social July 11th.
Maybe I'll be there.
Maybe Jordana will be there.
Jared will definitely be there.
Then I'll be in Atlanta at the Laughing Skull Lounge on July 14th. I'm going to be at
Denver
Comedy Works July 23rd. That's like the best comedy club in America, people say. I've never been.
Denver Comedy Club?
The Denver Comedy Works. They say it's like the best. Cool. So the 23rd, I'll be in Denver of July. And then San Antonio, August 2nd through 5th. I'm going to be Charlotte Comedy Zone, the 15th of August. And then I'm going to be in Nashville at Zany's the 22nd and 23rd. So, oh, and then Miami.
You're going on like a presidential tour.
This is right. Yeah. I'll be waving to the people, nice. Kissing babies. So lots of dates, but most
September's
importantly,
a great time to go to Miami.
I'm excited about September.
That'll be great.
The most important one, Philadelphia, Punchline, 27th, 29th. Thank you guys for listening. Keep rating, reviewing, subscribing, making your Instagram stories. Keep telling friends. Keep saying hi to my mom.
Keep doing it.
Boom.
Bye.
Expect from a fan. Betches.